Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back, 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question. Check out the blog. Watch the video. How about that? We got a brand new video in fact, I think maybe the second one this week. We got more to come too, folks. We're cranking out these videos of different topics on everything under the sun, just like all the other things we do, everything under the small business sun. And, of course, if you want to see more of those videos right now, the best place to go is youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. John Bradbury is our guest. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, we're talking about limiting factors, or as the economists say, headwinds, things that are sort of that are out there in your way that are may or may not be part of the everyday operation of your business, but they're impacting your business and the right. marketplace. And didn't you say that was one of them?
Yes, I think that's the first place to look.
That's a big macro one, isn't it?
It's a macro one in a general sense in the terms of we talk about demand trends. What are the trends in terms of customer demand for your product or service or offering? And, simple example, I worked with a office furniture warehouse owner who has been very successful until two things happened. One, more and more furniture now is sourced online.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the commercial office market dropped just completely.
Oh, yeah.
To historic lows. So
yeah.
You think it's easy to find office furniture these days? So he's had to change his model because the demand shifted. That was a limiting factor for him. And now he's focused on being the best at serving clients over long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
He advises them on how do you deal with all these options you have. And
this comes back to something that I say all the time, and my audience is already, they're already rolling their eyes, John, because they know what I'm going to say. I've said it so much. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
And
yeah.
These limiting factors will determine a combination of the limiting factors and your customer expectations, which are also part of limitations, will tell you how you need to do whatever it is that you do.
Right. So I think that's one example of a kink in your hose, if you will, that limits the amount of business you can get. But let's say there is market demand or there are enough customers out there. A very common next limiting factor that I see is a company's sales and marketing capability.
Mm-hmm.
You may just not be focused enough or investing enough time, energy, or even money in marketing your services, selling your services, putting a priority on that.
So this may be something that doesn't exist because you haven't tried to go after it, meaning the sales aren't there, but it's not because the economy's not there, but it's because you haven't met the marketplace halfway, so to speak.
That's exactly right. And normally when we do a workshop with entrepreneurs, this comes up as a very common issue. They say, we're just not generating enough sales. And I say, well, is the demand there? And they say, yes, and we have capacity to serve more people. But when you drill down, they are not doing the fundamental of sales and marketing.
Or they may not have hired the right people. They may not have trained the ones they have properly. They may not have followed up and held accountable the people they do have.
That's a key piece of the equation. And they just assume somehow that business is going to flow to them, and they don't realize that it's a numbers game. The more leads you put into the top end of your funnel, and the better you do at turning them into qualified prospects, the more sales you're going to make at the end.
Here's another limiting factor along these lines, John, And that is, if you're still trying to do business like you're a 20th century business in the second decade of the 21st yes. century, then you're selling buggy whips and everybody else is at the car dealership.
Well, that's right. And even if you have a decent little business, but you want to scale it and you can't figure out how to scale it, how to make it larger, and you're kind of the person at the center of it. In fact, you're the limiting factor mm-hmm. because everything goes through you. Today's world and technology allows for some radically different business models in which you can get your product out there. You can distribute it in ways that weren't even imaginable 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so your business model might be your limiting factor.
But those same advantages also create limiting factors because there are other people out there who are doing the same thing, or maybe doing something in a way that you never saw that created a paradigm shift in your business.
Yes.
And that's where we come back to it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. You know, John, here's a good question I think people should ask. It sounds simple, but it's a simple question, but I think it kind of works. In golf, if the play slows up and everybody's having to wait while they're playing golf mm-hmm. because people are stacked up, you know, something that I've heard on the course many times is you walk up on the tee and there's two or three teams up there and somebody says, "Where are we stuck?" And somebody will say, "Well, I think it's that foursome up there, you know, on the hill or whatever." So mm-hmm. so ask your team, "Where are we stuck?"
That's the concept in a nutshell. You know, a business is a system through which, hopefully, lots of customers flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so where are the blocks that are preventing more customers from
flowing? Where are we stuck? Where are we sticking customers? How about that? Mm-hmm. Tintail, right back with John Bradbury. His book is 6 Secrets to Startup Success.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.